AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Welcome to the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Josh Smith, editor of Ground Support Worldwide, and joining me today on the show floor of NBAA's Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference is Jeremy Hill, VP of Operations for Holman Aviation in Great Falls, Montana. How's the conference going for you so far, Jeremy?
Thanks, Josh. Everything's going great. We've really made some face-to-face interactions and met up with some folks that we really wanted to meet up with. Attendance is a little down this year, so that's kind of a little bit of a bummer. But, you know, I think it's given us an opportunity to be a little more personable with folks and spend a little more time instead of being shoulder to shoulder with 5,000 of your, you know, best friends. So it's been a little more intimate. It's been great.
Well, tell us a little bit more about you personally and some of your professional background. You've held a couple of different positions at Holman Aviation and have now risen up the ranks to VP of Operations.
Yeah, so I've been in the aviation world for going on close to 15 years now. Started out as a fueler in Raleigh back in the Piedmont days, and was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that, and that's really what spurred my career. You know, I went off to college, graduated from Oklahoma State, and short of a long story there, moved on. You know, once I got my degree, I was looking at, well, what do I really want to do? And as part of that, what do I want to do? I looked at, well, aviation was really a lot of fun. And so let's see if we can't do management. And went on from there. So Raleigh to Tulsa to Cedar Rapids, Iowa with Landmark, who's been bought out since. So that's, you know, Signature's a growing network. Now with Holman Aviation in Great Falls, Montana. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Customs stop for international flights. Customs is available 24 hours a day for no extra fees. We can service you at Customs. You know, it's all about the service. Everybody's fuel tastes the same, right? So if we can provide better service, that's what our aim is.
Very good. You and I got to meet a couple of times at a few different fueling events, and that's what I wanted to talk about with you today is one of the biggest issues surrounding kind of the fueling side of our industry is diesel exhaust fluid and the potential for DEF contamination within jet fuel. So it's a complicated topic, and we don't need to get too granular with this, but generally speaking, diesel exhaust fluid, also called DEF or DEF, is basically an additive for diesel ground vehicles that helps reduce some emissions, correct?
Yeah, and the emissions, you know, side of it, that's actually, it's great. We need to take care of the environment. However, the potential for misfueling is huge. You know, this DEF and FISI, the fuel system icing inhibitor, it's been mixed in the past, and that's been a huge issue. I mean, you know, one of the things I really think back to is some of our de-icing training. You know, when you're fueling an airplane, and I learned this in de-icing training is what I'm saying, when you're fueling an airplane, you know, just think about, is your mother, your grandmother, your wife, your sister, your brother, your dad, what would happen if that person was on the airplane? So safety is huge. And the opportunity to mix DEF with FISI and get that injected into your fuel is, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge risk because there's been some confusion between the two. Someone grabs DEF thinking they've got the fizzy. Instead, both are clear liquids. They have come in the same size containers in the past. So it seems like there's been an opportunity for ground handlers to get the two confused, and that's really where some of these big problems have stemmed from.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge deal with some corporate aircraft as well as military aircraft who've taken off out of airports and have had engine outs. And then that big 3-ton, 10-ton jet, you know, becomes a lawn dart, essentially. And, you know, the safety of those people on board, that's where we're at. And that's why we're discussing the topic, because it is fizzy's clear, DEF is clear. They do come in different size containers. Not something that we're too concerned about as far as the size of container, because we get our fizzy in a 55-gallon drum, mm-hmm. as opposed to the smaller, you know, containers, because we go through more of it being a northern FBO than probably some do. But then there's also the aircraft out there that require it. In the manufacturer's spec approved by the FAA, it says thou shalt put fizzy, you know, in the fuel or have it mixed in the fuel. So it doesn't matter if you're in Texas or Maine or Montana, it's an opportunity.
Well, since some of these situations have taken place, I know industry groups have gotten together. There was a working group, the Aircraft Diesel Exhaust Fluid Contamination Working Group, that published a report in 2019, and they offered some suggestions on, you know, how to avoid getting the two fluids confused and preventing future incidents from happening. And it seems like some fairly basic ideas, but some really effective ones as well, whether it's buying DEF in different size containers from what you're buying the fizzy in, storing the two separately, making sure the DEF is under lock and key, even labeling. And I know one that you are really passionate about is just the training part of it, making sure the people on the line know exactly which each fluid is and how to properly use those.
Yeah, you know, to one of your first points there is that, you know, we store it absolutely separate. The DEF is stored in the vehicle maintenance shop, and the fizzy is stored in containment, you know, on the other side of a hangar type deal. So the distance between the two is definitely huge. Training, you know, the guys need to understand what it is they're working with. They need to understand what they're looking at when they're attaching something to a truck or pouring something into a truck. I mean, it's just as easy as them putting unleaded in a diesel engine. Are they aware that it's a diesel engine? You know, because now we have the grid heaters as opposed to a glow plug, so you don't necessarily have to click it on and wait for it. So those are some of the little things that are kind of coincide with it. Yes, it's different, but it's still the same. Do you train them? You know, do they understand what the fluids do? Do they understand what the fluid's for? And keeping them separate. And then again, it comes back to the safety piece. You know, if you cross the two, if you mix the two, it's going to be a problem. And not only is it a safety, I mean, the biggest thing is safety of flight. I've said this already a million times, but let's back that up. And before the safety of flight, what's it going to cost you to fix that too? You know, when you start talking about the costs of running an FBO, the bottom line and all that other stuff, you know, do you want to replace $1 million engine? I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to. And nobody does. But we come back to the training piece and the understanding that the lineman has of how important that is.
absolutely. And you and I have spoke in the past about it, but Holman in particular has a good system in place to avoid any potential contamination, and it involves a way that you're actually using the fizzy tanks on the vehicles. Share a little bit about what the system is and kind of how it's worked for you guys so far.
Yeah, so the fizzy containers on our fuel trucks have an actual dry brake system on them, so you cannot, the dry brake is safety wired onto the fizzy tank, so, I mean, never say never, if somebody really, and I think it would have to be malicious, honestly, because they'd have to go about breaking the safety wire to get that off so they could pour the DEF in there, but that's the reality of it. Most guys aren't going to go through the effort to break the safety wire just to get a liquid into a tank. So the dry brake system keeps the two fluids separate, storage areas keeps them separate, and then the only way that you can put that fizzy into that tank is through the dry brake system. You know, I will back that up and say there's been some talk. I mean, fizzy itself is a pretty bad chemical. You know, you don't want to play in it. You don't want to lick it. you really don't want to touch it. And that said, it can eat, you know, when we talk about pumps and things like that, it can eat the internals of pumps. So we're really keeping an eye on, but we're using a nylon dry brake system that you can really just get almost at any hardware or pipe parts store. So we're keeping an eye on that, but so far we really haven't had any deterioration. Everything has been working really well, and the system is sealed. So you're not just going to pour something over the top and get that mixture.
Yeah, I got to imagine that brings a lot of peace of mind and just some additional oversight to your FBO operations as a whole.
Absolutely. And peace of mind is what we want these days. You know, when we start talking about the world as it is and liability and things like that, peace of mind is important.
And if somebody else out there is looking to implement a similar system, is there a place they can find Holman Aviation online and get in touch with you for some more information?
Yeah, and holmanaviation.com. So pretty easy, H-O-L-M-A-N, aviation.com. You can find our contact information, find my contact information, be happy to talk to you and share ideas even.
Very good. So again, that website, holmanaviation.com. And of course, if you'd like more information about DEF and the potential for contamination, there's more information on aviationpros.com, including a number of articles, one of which Jeremy helped participate in. There's additional industry resources as well at nbaa.org and nata.aero as well. So make sure to utilize all of those resources. Jeremy, we appreciate you taking some time here and during this conference and helping our listeners and our readers learn a little bit more about the topic.
Josh, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and talking about the topic. Hope to see you soon.
Yep, looking forward to it. Again, that's Jeremy Hill, VP of Operations at Holman Aviation, and his website again, holmanaviation.com. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast, and be sure to check out more information at aviationpros.com.